Folks, I just want to share one verse from the Word of God with you this Boxing Day. It's John chapter 14 and verse number 18. The chapter begins with the words, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." The Lord knew the hearts of his disciples without having to ask them and without having to interview them instinctively. Being the all-knowing Saviour that he is, he knows the hearts and the burdens of his people. And in John 14, he says to his disciples, "Let not your hearts be troubled." And then he begins to speak about the subject of heaven. But later on in the chapter, in verse 18 of John chapter 14, the Saviour gives this wonderful promise, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." And today we're thinking about so many that we are familiar with, that we know and love in Christ and in the Gospel, who have lost loved ones coming up to the Christmas season. It seems that over the last week and over the last fortnight, we have heard so many reports of friends and loved ones and people that we're acquainted with over the years who have lost family members, maybe parents, maybe a husband or a wife, coming up to the Christmas season. And their thoughts and prayers are with such people. Even here in our own fellowship in Lisburn, coming up to Christmas, we had several funeral services. And it really highlights the reality that Christmas, while it's a blessed time, and there's so much to be thankful for many people, it's a very difficult and a very hard time. And our thoughts and our prayers are with those who have lost loved ones. And maybe today that's you. Maybe in recent days, weeks or months, or maybe over the last year, you have had to stand at a graveside and watch the burial of a beloved family member. And today your heart's heavy. Today your heart is cast down. There's an empty seat within the home. And you miss dearly that loved one who has departed. The Bible says, "Blessed are the dead that die in the Lord." The Apostle Paul said, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain," having a desire to depart and be with Christ, which is far better. There's something glorious about the death of a Christian. The Bible says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of the saints." Sometimes we don't think about heaven as much as we should, and sometimes we don't think about the cross as much as we should, because on the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ took the sting out of death, so much so that the Apostle Paul could say, "O grave, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting?" Christians should think more about the cross and meditate more upon heaven, because every believer who enters into the joy of the Lord would not want to be back in this troubled old world. But for those who mourn, for those who grieve, sorrow, bereavement, loneliness, the finality of death, that empty seat within the home, the loss of that companion, it's a very, very real struggle. And our thoughts and our prayers are with those today who have lost loved ones, who feel the pain of parting, who have had a real change in their life and in their circumstances towards the end of this year. Our prayers are with you. May God help you today. May God comfort you. The Bible says, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." And here's this wonderful promise in John 14 and verse number 8, when the Lord says to his disciples, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." And that promise was fulfilled in many wonderful ways, not least whenever the Son of God sent this Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. He promised his disciples before going to the cross, "I will send you another comforter." And the Holy Spirit is the paraclete, the comforter, the one who draws alongside the Christian to help them, to encourage them, to comfort them. And it is our prayer today that the Lord will comfort your heart and that the Lord will bless you. May the Lord's presence go with you on into the year that lies ahead. May the grace of God be proved to be sufficient for you. And most of all, may you come to know Christ in a deeper and in a fuller way. He's a sympathizing Saviour. Let's just pray together. Loving God and everlasting Father, we pray today for many of thy people who have lost loved ones over the last number of days and over the last number of weeks. Lord, many that are listening in have hearts that are heavy, their hearts are breaking. But we give thee thanks today for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the promise that he gave to his disciples, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. We thank you for a Saviour who went to the cross, then ascended up into glory, sent the Holy Spirit to his people, and promises to come again for us. O God, we thank you today for the gospel, that we do not need to sorrow as those who have no hope. But nevertheless, Lord, sorrow is real. Encourage and help those that mourn today, and bless them in the Saviour's precious and worthy name. Amen. Dear friends, thank you for listening. Maybe send this on to somebody who's lost a loved one and pray that God will use it to encourage their hearts as well. John 14, encourage you to read that portion of God's precious word. See you again next time, folks. God bless you richly.